Revelation chapter 12, verse number 10. Actually, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. It reads, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of whom our brothers is cast down, which accused them before our God when day and night. As you take your seat, say your neighbor, that's an accurate accusation. That's an accurate accusation. I know we have received the offer. We'll get there. I need to make this deposit first. Satan, devil, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Belial, the serpent, the adversary, the evil one, the prince of darkness, the tempter, the father of lies, the dragon, son of the morning, the anointed sheriff, murderer, ruler of demons, ruler of this world, god of this age, angel of light, roaring lion, liar, father of lies, accuser of God's people.
Yes.
These are all names located in the scriptures for the one we call the devil.
Amen.
In this verse selection that we shared on this morning, there is a celebration going on in heaven. There's a Jesus Jubilee, a praise party. It's loud, it's happy, it's an energized and excited atmosphere. There's clapping and praising, dancing and shouting. And a voice shouts the purpose of this Christian Jubilee and exclaims, the salvation and the power and the kingdom of God and the authority of Christ is here right now. Now is the day of celebration for the realization and the confirmation that God is supreme and Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Today is a day of celebration as we let God arise. And his enemies, I can't get help in this house, be scattered. On this day of celebration, all of heaven and the heavenly hosts refuse to hush. And instead, they holler with all extreme holiness, spilling from their spirits and leaking from their lips. Kingdom, dominion, and power. Redemption and salvation is here. It is here right now.
Yes.
Tap two people and tell them it's here right now. It's here right now. It's here right now. The voice, Sister Karen, that is making this claim, and the saintly inhabitants, they are rejoicing with those that rejoice. They're dancing and they're shouting. They're testifying. And I heard somebody say, sometime my soul looks back in wonder. Oh, how I got over. It was close sometimes, Brother Brandon, but I got over. It was touch and go sometimes, Brother Chris, but I made it over. I went through some floods. Don't have anybody that'll testify this morning. I had to deal with some fire, but I made it. Lost some friends along the way. Had to bury some family along the way. Got cut out by some family along the way. They ran me out of that church, but I made it. Somebody tell them, I made it, 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 I made it. Yeah. I sinned like there was no tomorrow. I raised all kind of hell. I was upset with God. I turned around and I hurt God. I turned my back on God. I walked away from God. And somehow or another, I still am. I can't get no real saints this morning, amen. So some of y'all act like you've been extra saved all your life, amen. Some of y'all act like they call you Jesus Jr., amen. But I'm going to tell the truth. I made God mad sometimes. I disappointed the Father sometimes. I didn't always do what was right at times, amen. But I still made it, amen. And I still made it. Here we have, we got Brother Satan here. And later Hanks, he has close to 30 names in the scriptures.
Yes.
And one of those names given to him is accuser.
Yes.
He is labeled the accuser,
yes,
of the brothers.
Yes.
The accuser of the sisters. He's the accuser of the saints.
Yes.
He's been telling on me. He's been telling on you. He keeps telling all of my business. He keeps reminding God about my unholy ways. He keeps reminding God about my unrighteous ways. He keeps reminding God about the stuff that I thought nobody saw. The things I did, I figured nobody knew. He keeps reminding God that I've been some places, said some things, done some stuff. He keeps reminding God about things that you don't know about.
Yeah.
Can't get up in this house, amen. I just need to talk to the real ones today, Brother Chris. Amen. The rest of y'all go find somewhere else to go. Amen. He keeps telling on me. Telling all my business. Reminding God about my shortcomings and my sins. They're having a party in heaven. They're having a Holy Ghost party in the heavens. A praise party around the throne. And all of a sudden, in the midst of the celebration, another voice gets louder than the voice that's above all the voices. It says, hold on, Jesus. He been lying. Stop the music, musicians. That one did drugs. Wait a minute. All you worshipers. That brother cheated on his first wife with his second wife and left his second wife for a man and a choir. I'm going to tell the whole truth. They call him Sugar Shane. You hear me? Hold on. Y'all up here praising. And that one over there, she was an evangelist, but she was in the closet. And every time she went in the closet, she wasn't praying. Hold on. That preacher slept with some of the members. Hold on, y'all up there dancing, shouting all around heaven. That trustee board member stole church money. Took that church money and paid for an abortion. Hold on. He's the accuser of the brothers.
Yes.
The accuser of the sisters. The accuser of the saints.
Yes.
He fires off accusation after accusation after accusation. Going back to the book of Job, when the sons of God presented themselves before God, along came with them Satan, and God asked them, where did you come from? He said, I'm like a roaring lion seeking whom I may defile. The Bible says that he came to accuse the brothers. He's firing off accusation after accusation. The Bible says that he makes these accusations all day and all night. The song says, all I do is think of you day and night. All he do is accuse you day and night. He stood up in the crowd and he just firing off about Aaron Houston. And Aaron Houston stood up in the crowd and started to shout back. I hear your accusations. Throw your hands up and say, I only have two responses.
I only have two,
Brother Chris. Number one, guilty as charged.
Come on.
Number one, find somebody say guilty.
Guilty.
I did it.
Come on.
It was me.
Right.
Yeah, I saw your people trying to figure out if it was me. I fell, and I fell hard. I need about 21 real saints in here. I fell, and I fell hard. And with that being said, my second reply to your accusations are, although I did it, although I fell, although I have faults, who shall separate me? Woo! I wish I had somebody that know a little something about redemption in the house. Open your mouth and shout, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? And the writer went on and said, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Not tribulation, not distress, not persecution, not famine, not nakedness, not peril, not sword. Nothing shall be able. Not my hoeing around. Not my drug addiction. Not my living a double life. I will let nothing. If not only will I let nothing, I will let no. I wish I had some help in this house. Amen. Find three people and tell them, not you, not you, and certainly not you. I refuse to let anybody. I wish I had somebody. Let them know I won't let nobody.
Nobody.
Lord, have mercy. So, had to talk to Satan on this one. Let him know that none of your demonic declarations, none of your Christian condemnations, none of my health complications, none of these hard-headed in the congregation, none of these unmet expectations, none of these erroneous interpretations and demonic provocations, not your spiritual stipulation, not your talent allegation, nor your constant accusation. I will let absolutely nothing separate me. I tell you, if you need to be separated, go to slide to the side. Not wife, not husband, not children, not cousin, not mother. Come on, keep sweat. Open your mouth and shout, nobody. Nobody. See, I learned to make confession to combat the accusation. Did you hear me, Sister Monica? I learned to do what?
Make confession.
Make confession to combat the accusation. It was me. I hear you, Evangelist Moore. Don't tell on yourself this morning. I hear you, girl. She said, I did it. You have any other witnesses in the house? Open your mouth and say, I did it. I did it. It was me. It was me that was strung out and struggling. It was me that couldn't mind my own business. Ooh, Lord. It was me that wouldn't watch my own children. It was me that couldn't find a job. It was me that was losing my religion. It was me. I was on the block. I was the one that couldn't be stopped. I was that sheep that was raising hell amongst the flock. I was the one that couldn't hold my tongue and couldn't hold my liquor. I can't get help in this house, amen. I was the one that was clubbing on Saturday and couldn't make it to church on Sunday. It was me. I was the one that was raising all the hell. I was the one that was chasing all the girls. I was the one that was sleeping all the men. It was me. I was the one. But let me finish. Hold on. I was the one that was sinking deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply sang within. Sinking to rise no more. But I wish I had help in this house. Open your mouth and shout. But the master of the sea, he had. I wish I had help in the house. When your mama won't hear you, and your daddy won't hear you, and your doctor won't hear you, and the preacher won't hear you. Don't you know that the Lord, he will hear your faintest cry. He heard me in my struggle. He heard me in my pain. He heard me in my issues.
He heard my despairing cry, and from the waters, if you ain't never been sinking, don't say anything, but for you that know what it is to sink in sin, to sink in your marriage, to sink on your job, to sink in relationships, tell somebody, I was sinking, but the Lord, he lifted me up, and now, safe am I.
Yes.
And so this morning we're going to have a tell the truth Tuesday on a Sunday morning. Sinners make some noise. They scared to do it. Because you don't want nobody to know where you've been, what you done, but you're looking at one that's flawed. You're looking at one that's stained. You're looking at one that couldn't keep it together, can't get it together. You're looking at somebody that's still reaching and believing and trusting God to do something for me on the inside. Amen. You're looking at somebody that sometimes preach one thing and fight not to do another. You're looking at somebody that don't want to be a holy hypocrite. You're looking at somebody that before I preach the word already hit me. It whoops my behind every time I get all involved in it. And I have to ask myself, are you really the person that is able to talk to the people about something that you struggle with yourself? You got to understand, amen, that all of us, we have a backpack full of bull. All of us, we have our problems and our concerns. All of us have issues and concerns. All of us need a Savior. You can sit there and look at me as if you don't have any issues. You don't have any proclivities. You don't have any concerns. But I need about 99 folk in the house that know that God, he pulled you out of your mess. He picked you up, and they turn you around. Place your feet on solid ground. Tell your neighbor, if it had not been,
had not been,
and that's why I act a fool for the Lord. I should have been cut off, would have been cut off, and if the devil had his way, I would be here right now.
Go right up on somebody and tell them, but God. But God, amen. Watch me, amen. I didn't need Satan telling on me. I didn't need Satan telling on me. Not only am I a sinner, big sinner. I'm trying to put all my chest in it, amen. Big sinner. Been sinning. Did you hear me? In the midst of the Christian Jubilee, Satan comes and starts snitching on me. Snitching on my sinning. God, didn't you know that he was a little hoe? God, didn't you know that she was an alcoholic? God, didn't you know every application they filled out, they lied on? God, didn't you know Satan is snitching? And just because you snitch on me, watch this,
Just because you snitch on me doesn't mean I'm going to switch on God.
Right.
See, sometimes he starts snitching and you start switching. But my feet. A long time ago, my feet, they got planted. Who's that helping his house? Open your mouth and shout, planted. Planted by the rivers of waters. I found myself planted by the rivers of waters. And I made up in my mind. I shall not be moved. I will not be moved. I'm not going anywhere. The wind may blow. The storm may come. The breakers may dash. Open your mouth and shout, but I shall. And let me tell you why I'm not going anywhere, Lady Proctor. Because I made a vow
to the Lord.
I made a vow
to the Lord.
To the Lord. And I will not.
Take it back.
It doesn't mean that my vow has not been challenged.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I haven't thought about doing something different.
Right.
But I have to remind myself,
yes,
that I made a vow to the Lord.
Yes.
And one of the verses of that song, amen, people that know anything about living for the Lord know it can be hard sometimes. They began to ask the Lord, help me keep
my vow.
My vow.
Yes.
Throw your hands up and ask the Lord, help me keep my vow. Amen. Because I know I can't do this thing by myself. I can't do it in and of myself. God, if you don't change me, I won't be changed. If you don't heal me, I won't be healed. And God, if you don't deliver my baby, they will not be delivered. But Father God, I know that you have all power in your hand. If God can't do it, nobody can. But how many of you know that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible to your God? Look at somebody. Say, my God can do anything
but fail.
Yes. And so I'm in a place, Sister Jonica, where I don't argue with accusers.
All right.
I don't argue with accusers. Whether I did it or not, I don't argue with accusers.
Yes.
While Satan was snitching on me, I interrupted him and I said, sir, that is an accurate accusation. Can't get help, amen. That's an accurate accusation. Watch your mama. But as a matter of fact, I actually did more than that. You ain't told everything I did. Y'all don't like this kind of teaching, amen. Yeah. That's why we saw me the more charges that are being pressed on me right now. I did more than what you say, amen, but I'm not perfect. Now, perfect people, close your mouth. Just the perfect people, y'all be quiet for a second, amen. Just the perfect people don't say anything, but you that are imperfect, make some noise in this house, amen. You that are imperfect. I'm imperfect. I have issues, I have problems. Amen. I'm not perfect, but watch this. I'm not perfect, but I've been faithful. Sister Angelina, I'm not perfect, but I sure have been faithful. I tried and I cried.
Yes.
I prayed and I laid. That indeed, sir, is an accurate accusation, but it's not an accurate description.
Yes.
It's an accurate accusation, but it's not an accurate description. And we got to go home. Amen. Testify to somebody. It's an accurate accusation.
It's an accurate accusation.
But it's not an accurate description. What, how can the two of those be the same at the same time, simultaneously, contemporaneously? How can that phrase and that phrase, those two claims be the same at the same time? How can that be an accurate accusation, but it not be an accurate description at the same time? Amen. I'm going to tell you how. Because I know that I've been changed.
Yeah.
I'm done with this thing. Amen. I need you to testify and talk about it. Amen. Go walk up on the real gentle and say, I know
us, amen. I know I did some things. I know I've been some places. I know I acted a fool. But I need to testify and let somebody know that I know that I've been changed. The angels in heaven, I said the angels in heaven, they have signed my name. If you've been changed, give God some praise in this house. If you know that God has turned some praise around, if you know that God has fixed your heart, if you know that God has regulated your mind, give God a praise.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Everybody's been all over this house. I'm not the same person that I used to be. He fixed me.